Catholic League, abortion rights activists are in a state of hysteria. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 28, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue declared Thursday that pro-abortion activists are in a state of hysteria due to an explosion in pro-life legislation across the U.S. Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson said current conditions are dire. Thanks to the work of the pro-life movement, fueled by misogyny, white supremacy, and patriarchy, Dr. Donahue noted in his essay. McGill Johnson has even complained that pro-abortion President Joe Biden has not done enough to promote their cause and needs to use the word abortion more often. It's no accident that Mr. Biden still has not uttered the word abortion since his election, and his administration often uses euphemisms like women's health care, choice, bodily autonomy, and reproductive rights, she lamented. Meanwhile, NARAL Pro-Choice America said that legal protections for the unborn disproportionately harm Black, Indigenous, Latinx, and people of color, low-income, and rural communities, and are part of a coordinated effort by the right to maintain white patriarchal control at all costs, Donahue added. The frantic reaction is not unexpected, since more and more Americans are speaking out in defense of the unborn, Donahue explained, and numerous laws have been introduced to save unborn lives. Over the past 4 months, more than 500 legal restrictions have been introduced in state legislatures, he stated, and there are now 29 sanctuary cities for the unborn, which prohibit abortion procurement and services. Along with this, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a Mississippi case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, he added. While NARAL and Planned Parenthood blame white supremacy and the patriarchy for their woes, others have turned their sights on the Catholic Church. Lesbian activist Jamie Manson, for instance, who runs the anti-Catholic pro-abortion letterhead called Catholics for Choice, Donahue wrote, insisted the pervasive theology of the Catholic Church shapes policies that cause women untold suffering. Far from becoming discouraged, the pro-life community should be emboldened by this hysteria, Donahue concluded. It demonstrates that even though our devout Catholic president is not on our side, he cannot stop us from moving forward. Follow at Williams Rome.